The bankruptcy of U.S. Airways earlier this month was one more sign that the airline industry is in deep trouble. Nearly every single major airline is losing money. One of the few bright spots is a small budget carrier that nearly went out of business just a few years ago, AirTran. It has steadily grown during one of the worst periods ever for the airline industry, in part because of its reliance on travel banks, pledges from businesses to spend a certain amount of their travel money on AirTran tickets. From Wichita, NPR's Gray Gallen reports that travel banks have been a boon, not just for AirTran, but also for some struggling mid-size airports.
Wichita's mid-continent airport is not large as airports go. It has just 12 gates, but they're bustling. At a time when air travel nationwide is down by 10% from last year, Wichita is seeing double-digit growth in the number of passengers using its airport. But Wichita's Mayor Bob Knight says it's a recent development.
If you had been in this airport, my goodness, 3 or 4 months ago, you could have shot a rifle off and not hit anybody.
What changed things was a deal Wichita struck with AirTran, an airline based in Orlando that specializes in low fares. Like some other mid-sized cities, such as Pensacola, Stockton, California, and Eugene, Oregon, Wichita put together a travel bank to lure a discount airline to the area. Businesses pledged to buy about $7 million in tickets from AirTran over the next year. AirTran has been operating just 5 flights a day out of Wichita since it began service in May. But Mitch Mitchell says it's already made a big difference. Mitchell was standing at the end of a long line snaking its way toward the AirTran ticket counter at Mid-Continent Airport. He's with Wichita's affiliate of the National Home Builders Association, and he often flies to Washington.
The last two trips, one-day trips I made during the week to Washington, D.C., cost over $1,000, and now it's down to somewhere around $400. So big difference. I mean, I don't travel on business all the time, but for those who do, it would add up in a hurry.
Because business travelers often fly on short notice and usually don't want to stay over on Saturday night, they often pay the very highest rates. Wichita hasn't had a discount air carrier serving the city since the mid-1980s. As a result, it's had some of the steepest fares in the nation. It was not uncommon for last-minute travelers to have to pay more than $1,000 round trip just to fly to the next state. And businesses noticed. Troy Carlson, who's with a management consultant group in Wichita, helped organize the travel bank. Some small companies, like his, pledged just a few $1,000s. Larger companies that travel a lot pledged more. Cessna, for example, pledged $500,000. Savings for businesses and individuals flying out of Mid-Continent Airport are projected to be at least $60 million in the first year alone. But Carlson says something more is at stake, the city's economic vitality. He says high airfares helped convince some national companies to pull their headquarters out of Wichita. Pizza Hut, for example, and in 1998, the national rent-a-center chain.
They were about a $1 billion-a-year company, employed 550 people here locally as a corporate headquarters. And these were very high-paying jobs that were in Wichita. They got bought by Renter's Choice out of Plano, Texas. Ernie Talley was the new owner. And he pulled it all out of here because he said we could not find affordable airfares out of Wichita.
Concern about businesses leaving town and the city's economic base led to the creation of the Travel Bank. But pledges alone weren't enough to get AirTran to the table. The city also had to put up $4.7 million in subsidies over 2 years to cover the airline's startup costs. Wichita Mayor Bob Knight says even at a time of declining government revenue and tight budgets, spending tax money on financial incentives for an airline makes sense.
We think that, investing several million dollars to save $60 million is a really attractive return on the public investment.
So far, at least, the Wichita investment appears to be paying dividends. Business fares through Chicago and Atlanta have been cut in half. The major airlines have matched the AirTran discounts, and the number of passengers using the airport was up by 25% last month from a year ago. The partnership with Wichita is one of 8 that AirTran has with mid-sized communities around the country, and the strategy is paying off. Just 6 years ago, the airline was known as ValueJet and was struggling to stay in business following the crash of one of its jets in Florida's Everglades, a disaster that took 110 lives. Last month, AirTran reported 12% growth in passenger volume over a year ago and announced a profit for the second quarter, one of the very few airlines to do so. Kevin Healy, AirTran's vice president for planning, says especially at a time when the industry and the economy are in a downturn, public-private partnerships have allowed the airline to expand its service.
We're one of the few airlines that continue to take brand new aircraft deliveries. We are going to have 20 brand new Boeing 717s delivered this year. We expect to take another 20 next year. So expansion is very much on our mind, but at the same time, you have to eliminate as many uncertainties as we can.
And other airlines are following AirTran's example. This month, Wichita announced it had lured another low-cost carrier to Mid-Continent Airport, taking advantage of a city travel bank and subsidy. Frontier Airlines, in partnership with regional carrier Mesa Air, has agreed to begin offering flights from Wichita to its hub in Denver at rates well below what's currently available. With AirTran now offering service to hubs in Chicago and Atlanta, and Frontier offering connections west through Denver, Wichita hopes it can become a regional airport serving many more than the 350,000 people who live in the area. Bayless Bell, the city's airport director, says he wants to lure back travelers from surrounding communities who up to now have thought nothing of driving 3 hours north to fly out of Kansas City.
The market area for Mid-Continent Airport is about 1 million people. In south central Kansas, but it goes all the way to Emporia and then out west, golly, as far as Garden City. All those folks would love to use Mid-Continent Airport, and now they have reasonable fares where they can do so.
Bell says there are indications that's already happening. He says his office received a phone call the other day from a traveler asking directions to the airport. The call was from Oklahoma City, 150 miles away. Greg Allen, NPR News, Wichita.